Scripture reading is Matthew 22, 37 through 40. Matthew 22:37-40. Let me read. And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets." Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 10,000 branch churches around the world as well as in Korea, those in local sanctuaries and those who are attending this service through satellites and the internet and the GCN viewers. This is the Friday all-night service during Passion Week. God the Father said tears as the title of this message and for the Easter performance, which you will watch during the second half of this service. I shed tears yesterday, on Friday, so it's Saturday. This week, since it is a Passion Week, I shed many tears. When I think of the love of Father God and the passion of Christ, I couldn't but shed tears. You know, this has been the week that I have to shed tears. When do you shed tears? When you are faced with overwhelming joy, or when you are uncontrollably touched with emotion, you may shed tears. You may shed tears when you cannot suppress your anger by any means. You may shed tears because of bitter regret or while rendering your heart in repentance. You may also shed tears when you face sorrow with which you cannot cope. But the tears that we shed, what kind of tears are they? The tears should be the tears of thanksgiving and happiness and love. You should be touched by the love of the Father God. But there are also tears you shed after you commit sin. Those tears Father God is not pleased with. Sometimes Father God calls it ridiculous and abominable. And you should not shed such tears, because Father God has always told you, you should never do that, otherwise you would go to hell. And disciples and the faith of fathers clearly showed you and told you, you would go to hell if you did such things. And many signs and wonders, it has been shown. But there are people who still commit such a sin, which will lead them to hell. Even though senior pastor who was, but when you repent because of the sin, if you feel how much Father God felt sorry, "No, our Lord took the cross because of me, but I committed sin, putting our Lord on the cross again." You have to repent like this, and you shed tears. "How evil I am." God the Trinity has truly shed immeasurable tears during the history of human cultivation. It's because they have been through so many heart-wrenching moments in the course of opening the way of salvation and to New Jerusalem for souls. Tonight, I'll tell you the meaning in the tears that God the Trinity shed for us. I told you there are many different kinds of tears. And there are many tears that Father God, there are also tears that Father God can be pleased with. I pray in the name of the Lord that such a deep love of God, the Trinity, may fill your heart entirely. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the tears of God, the Trinity, are the fruits of their love and the evidence of their sacrifice for souls. Not just for your son or your husband or for your wife. It's not such tears. For countless people, for their sins, to take care of such sins, that is the tears of our Lord. Let me tell you the meaning of the tears of each of them. First off, are the tears of God the Father. How much has God the Father loved souls despite the days of anguish during human cultivation? While He was doing human cultivation, Father God's heart was so much hurt and He shed immeasurable tears. He is the Father Almighty. You know, it would be easy for Him if He forgive it. Give it up. But after the human cultivation, Father God will be so happy. That's why Father God is enduring during this course of human cultivation. How much has God the Father loved souls despite the days of anguish during human cultivation? After the sin of Adam, as men flourished on the face of the earth, they were smeared with sin and evil. Most of them had turned away from God and far too quickly had forgotten about God. About 1,600 years later, after the human cultivation began, the whole world was completely filled with sin and evil. When the millennium kingdom finishes, you know, when the Lord comes back, you know, we will live together with the Lord as kings. Those, you know, saved children will live like kings. Now, and then millennium is over. Then, now you, I'm talking about you, those who are saved, through them, people will learn. What they have to do after the millennium kingdom, what will happen, the Satan will be released and they will try to drag you to hell. You will teach them diligently for 1,000 years, during the millennium kingdom. However, now, for 1,000 years, the people's heart will be filled with sin and evil. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Well, you have nothing to do with it because you are already saved. You attended the 7-year wedding banquet with the Lord. And you are not deceived, right? Now, those who are born after that, and those who married it, and they are, they would feel this earth again for 1,000 years. I'm talking about them. You have nothing to do with that because you are not going to be deceived by them. So the whole world was completely filled with sin and evil. As Genesis 6:5 says, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth and that every intent of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. God was sorry that He had made man and put him on the earth. He carried out the judgment of great flood. At the time, the population was at least a couple of hundreds of millions. Except for 8 people, Noah and his family, all of them were killed. When Father God carried out this judgment, teardrops fell down from his eyes. From the tears were written on his garment, expectations. It contained the meaning that he would wait again with expectation and that he would surely accomplish it. What then has expected and waited for? He expected to see true children emerge through human cultivation, which should again take place beginning with Noah. With his tears on his garment, God wrote his strong will that he would surely accomplish. Eventually, about 400 years later after the Noah's flood, he gained Abraham, the forefather of faith. Moreover, he chose his descendants, the Israelites, and made them the people for his own possession. His own possession. As I said in the second century before this service, children of God, if they commit sin leading to death, Father God does not forgive them. Such harsh punishment will come. Now, male members, think about this. You committed sin leading to death, but there is no punishment. It is written in Hebrews. Why there is no punishment? What about women, female members? Even after they committed such a sin, you know, they receive that kind of harsh, you know, diseases. But what about men? You know, I cannot finish this sermon if I explain that. So I will just... In the second century, I think I explained it to you. You should not rejoice because there is no punishment. Well, people are suffering from, you know, cancer or lung disease, but, you know, I am fine. I committed such a sin leading to death. Well, it's not blessing. It is a curse. Why? You read the Hebrews. If those who are loved by Father God are punished by Father God. Why? Because they are not illegitimate children. They are true children of Father God. So Father God refines them to make them repent and turn back and receive salvation. But illegitimate children, they are not the children of Father God. So even though they commit sin, Father God just have nothing to do with them. Now, the children of the neighbors, you know, commit sin. Now, are you going to scold them? No, you are not going to do anything. It's their parents' job. Now, Father God will do something if it is a sin of his own children, but what if it is a sin of the illegitimate children? I mean, Father God told them many times, you know, he worked through many forefathers of faith, but they ignored his works and his words. And they committed such a sin leading to death. And they disgraced our Lord, putting him onto the cross again. So Father God forsook them. Now, Father God, you know, gave you many opportunities in 2010, March 31st, and in many, many other cases. But do you give thanks from the depths of your heart? You will not lead your believing life like that if you can give thanks like that. Pastor John, would you? You wouldn't lead your believing life like that because you are, if you think you know the thankfulness in the reason of the thanksgiving. So don't be an illegitimate child. Eventually, about 400 years later after the Noah's flood, he gained Abraham, the forefather of faith. Moreover, he chose his descendants, the Israelites, and made them the people for his own possession. And he gave them his statutes and informed them of his ordinances, by which, if a man observes them, he will live. It was to show them that God is the true God and that they could enjoy the blessing more greatly than any other people if they served Him well. However, the Israelites hurt God's heart too much. They betrayed God, they stood against Him, and they enjoyed worshiping useless idols instead of God. Even when God warned that they would suffer curses and disasters if they continued to do it, they stiff-necked people didn't listen. Now, this church manifested such signs and wonders written in the Bible. But even though I rebuked you and I told them not to commit sin, even though I explained that you will not be saved if you commit sin leading to death, and I showed you heaven and hell through separation of spirit, so many people ignored that word and they trampled on that word and they committed sin again. Now, students, young people, and Canaan members, and men's mission members, women's mission members, Nisi, light and salt members. I hope there is none anymore. How many times should I advise you more? Now, if you have a faith, as little as mustard seed, you would never commit sin, as written in the Bible, as the Lord said. You will never commit sin if you know the terror of hell. You will suffer for ever and ever. If you believe this, who can commit sin? You will never commit sin. If you commit sin so you don't believe, you ignore Father God and His Word. Well, it is not the word you can ignore easily. Now, what about tithe? That those who are sick, they don't give whole tithe. It means they don't believe. They don't believe in the Word of God. If they believed, now, Father God said, I would pour down grace upon you, make you receive blessing. If you believe, then you will, you know, give in whole tithe unless you are full. But those who give full tithe, they receive blessing and they are protected. So many people testified to it, but there are people who don't believe this. It was to show them that God is the true God and that they could enjoy the blessing more greatly than any other people if they served Him well. However, the Israelites hurt God's heart too much. They betrayed God, they stood against God, and they enjoyed worshiping idols. Even when God warned that they would suffer curses and disasters if they continued to do it, these stiff-necked people didn't listen. Then, God diligently sent prophets to help them realize their sin and urge them to turn back from their wicked ways. For example, a husband and wife came to me, and the husband came into spirit, but wife didn't. So the wife wrote me a letter of repentance. Before she believed in God, she committed sin. And then, well, she made a confession to repent, even though it was a trivial sin. She, you know, lended money, and she repented of that. She felt so guilty about it. So I said, it's not sin. Somebody tried to borrow it from you, and it is not a money transaction between brothers and faith. And you didn't argue when you tried to receive the money back. I mean, or if you argued him, I mean, it's not sin. So I explained to her. But anyway, after she, you know, lended money, she felt guilty in her conscience. So there is such a member. But there are members who lie all the time, and they, you know, lend and borrow money. Now, I'm wondering what kind of consciousness they have. But she didn't come into spirit, even though she had such a heart. But her husband came into spirit. Now, the husband and wife, you know, looked very good. And the Father God urged them to turn back from their wicked ways. For example, Isaiah 1 verses 1 to 3 says, Listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth. For the Lord speaks, Sons I have reared and brought up, but they have revolted against me. An ox knows its owner. Even an ox knows its owner. And a donkey, its master's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. The people of Israel, they should know who Father God is. They should know who Father God is. But they didn't know God. They stood against God. They became the prey to the enemy devil and Satan. They went the way of the enemy devil and Satan. Even though Father God was so sorry and sad, to save them, Father God gave even His only begotten Son. But they didn't listen to Him. They just ridiculed the Lord. So can you imagine how much our Father was sorry? Whenever I think about this, you know, I cannot but weep. Father God loves us so much like this, and He even gave us His only begotten Son. He loved us like this, but people betrayed Him and did evil and committed sin and do, you know, homosexuality. They commit sin leading to death, commit deeds of the body. Even though I told you, do not borrow, but you borrow money among brothers in faith. I cannot understand you. So what is the outcome? It is so obvious. Many people got bankrupt after they disobeyed. I haven't seen anyone who, enjoy the prosperity. Even though I told them, do not go to the restaurant alone. You know, there was a driver. They make such kind of excuse. Does Father God say it's okay to have a driver? There was a reason Father God says, do not get on a car alone. A man and a boy and a girl together, alone. And they ignore Father God's word like this. And they commit sin like this, even though Father God tries all means to save you. However, I'm talking about the past, right? This is what happened in the past. Nisi Orchestra, it's the past story, right? It is the past story. It's not present story. However, those who commit sin now, especially today, now tomorrow is Easter Sunday. Now there is an Easter performance through the tears of our Father God of the Lord. And why don't you turn back even now? Then Father God may save you and forgive you. Despite this ardent appeal of God, Israelites didn't turn back from sin as its result. Northern Israel was destroyed, and later, so was southern Judea. Look at the result. It's obvious, isn't it? They got killed, they died of cancer, all kinds of breast cancer, stomach cancer, or they become prey to enemy devil and Satan, and they got mentally ill, and they lived in a miserable life. There are so many people around you. They came to me to receive my prayer. They were healed after receiving my prayer many times. However, those who truly repented before me were healed, but those who hid what they did was not healed. Those who honestly confessed, they were healed. They couldn't be healed if they hid something. Father God loves you like this and loves this church. And Father God harbors you. Father God gives you such great love. But you cannot ignore such God. Just how much was He hurt in His heart when the Israelites, whom He Himself had chosen, were destroyed by Gentile people? Even His only begotten Son was given, and He saved those people by the precious blood of the Lord. But they were deceived by the enemy, devil, and Satan to commit sin, commit deeds of the body, and they enjoyed the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of this life. And they followed the instruction of TV and internet. Those of you who fell into it, it is to dishonor Father God and make our Lord sad. Even though I told you, do not befriend the world, do not commit sin, come to way of salvation, even though Father God says like that to you. Our Lord says so, our Father says so, and so do I, and so do many pastors. Jeremiah 14:17 records well just how he felt at the time. It reads, you will say this word to them, let my eyes flow down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter of my people has been crushed with a mighty blow, with a sorely infected wound. Nevertheless, God didn't give up. He conveyed His mournful heart through Malachi, the last prophet in the Old Testament days. Malachi 7 verse 3 verse 7 says, from the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. have not kept them. If you are not them, I've told you for many years, many servants of God proclaimed from the altar. And the mommy praises the Father God gave to us, explained to you. However, you ignore them and you still commit sin. Still smoking and drinking. Still befriend the world. Those who still have lust, who didn't get rid of lust, or who commit adultery. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Even though Father God gave you so many chances of repentance and turn back, they said, how shall we return? How can you receive salvation? How shall we return? Although people tried to go back to God, it was difficult to go back to God as they continued to commit sin. And thus, God Himself made great sacrifice to demolish the people's wall of sin all at once. That is, He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to this earth and made Him the atoning sacrifice. Regarding this, Romans 5:8 says, But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Our Lord Christ died for us, so God demonstrated His love. He didn't die for me, He died for other souls too. Can you say that? He died for you, and He died for your friends. He died for you. He died for your parents, He died for you, He died for your friends. Now, how can you say, you know, He didn't die just for me? So Christ died for us. So you should know how much Father God loved us. And He wrote in Romans 5, there are other verses in the Bible. Father God even gave up His only begotten Son to save us. Made Him atoning sacrifice. He gave us such great love. Dear brothers and sisters. Dear Nisi Orchestra members. I'm so thankful to them. In 1990s, I'm wondering when they would change and become children of God. I thought like that in 1990s. Now so many of them came into Spirit and Holy Spirit and then Rock of Faith. So I am so thankful for that. So Christ died for us. Father God does not say with His lips only. He demonstrated His love by giving up His only begotten Son for us. This is true evidence, isn't it? How much Father God loves us, right? To save the lives of sinners who kept disobeying and opposing God again and again, He gave up the life of His beloved Son. Not with His lips, but with His act of sacrifice, He revealed that His love is true. With their hearts, people cannot fully understand such great love of the Father God. But you should never forget the sacrifice the Father God made to save people out of His love for them. So firstly, you must not ever forget these tears of the Father. The second are the tears of the Lord. What the Lord did in forsaking the glory of heaven and coming down to the earth according to the will of the Father itself was sacrifice. It was unbearable sorrow for the Lord to leave the Father. But leaving the Father, He came down to this earth because He knew the great love that Father God had for souls. with the same loving heart, He willingly came down to this earth to save sinners. At the age of around 30, He fasted 40 days. Since He was in the same fleshly form of man, He could also feel hunger and tiredness. As He began public ministry, He preached the gospel of heaven to countless people during those days. At those nights, He gathered and taught His disciples, and He prayed until the morning. He always thought of the souls and His disciples, and He prayed earnestly with tears. One cold rainy night, He shed burning tears while praying. Let me introduce a bit about it. It can be found in the book Confessions. Father, for this hour I shed tears, giving thanks before You, Father. Though there might be people who forsake me, Father, there are people who preach on account of me. Some may suffer together with me. Some may give glory to the Father for me. Father, I'm not alone in this suffering, since the Father is with me. For these souls and for the Father, this Son gives of His body in pain, yet I'm grateful for there are souls who know me. Just as I know the Father, there are souls who know me. For You allow this Son shed tears of love for the Father and for the souls. I thank You. Jesus knew what would happen on this earth after He took the suffering of the cross, and so He shed tears. A couple of days before He took the cross, He went up to the Mount of Olives and He wept as He faced the city of Jerusalem. It was because, as written in Luke 19, verses 41 to 44, He knew that the holy temple would be destroyed and miserable things would happen in the city. Jesus also shed tears thinking of His beloved souls whom He would leave on this earth. His heart was hurt as He thought about the sorrow that His disciples would deal with and what they would go through as they preached the gospel. He desperately wished that they would never forget the days, His heart, and His fervent love for them that He had shared with His beloved ones. Even when Jesus was taking the cross and walking up to Golgotha, even until He breathed His last on the cross, He only thought of the souls and the Father. The tears of our Lord Jesus evidenced His sacrifice that He made to accomplish the providence of cross injustice. That's why He said in His confession, "As my tears become a river to dissolve my heart and their hearts, all is done and complete. And so, Father, You must not feel any sorrow. I love You." I hope you remember the meaning of the tears that Jesus shed until He completed His duties as our Savior. Because of the time, I have to finish it by 1:10. It's already 1:05. I have to finish here. And in the second half, this time the performance will run long, so I have to finish early so that, you know, you can enjoy the second half fully, right? Do you prepare a handkerchief or tissue? The title is Tears, right? And I believe, you know, you have prepared handkerchief or tissues. The love of Father God and love of the Lord and their tears. If you know them, you will never commit sin. And the Bible says so. If you truly love God and believe the Lord, if you know there is heaven and hell, if you know there is judgment, if you believe it, you can never commit sin. It is written in the Bible so clearly. That's right. You can never commit sin. Since you committed in the past, you don't come into rock of faith, you don't come into spirit. Even though you repented over and over again, rendering your heart. Now those who did that came into rock of faith and came into spirit. But those who didn't are still far away from rock of faith. So even after you stand on the rock of faith, then you can see how much you repented. But at least you have to come into spirit that Father God can be pleased with. And Father God will acknowledge you that you have faith. Those sin leading to death, if you don't commit it, it is a blessing. And if you lived your believing life like that without committing such a sin, just as the testimony in the Mommy magazine, you can make your faith grow by 40%, 1%. 40.1%. Now, pastors, elders, Levite workers, you know the Word of God. Then, you can make increase by 50 or 60%. I'm just wondering why you cannot make it. I want to tear it out of my heart before you. Even though I told you like that, why don't you come into spirit and the rock of faith? Even though I told you it is not difficult. In the second century, I made two examples. Now, you don't have money. You are in debt. But you have to save your child. Now, you picked up a bag with full of money. Now, what would you do with that? You need that money. What would you do in that situation? Put your hands on your chest and ask yourself, what would you do with that money, $1 million? Would you report it to a police station? Raise your hand if you would do that. Put it down. Many of you did. You shouldn't do that. If you report it to a police station, what if they do not find the owner of the bag? You have to give it to a broadcasting station or other people who are in authority. I'm not sorry to say that before the police officers. I mean, you have to an organization who can be trusted. Now, if you have greed for that, you know, with this money, you know, I can solve my problems, I can save my child. If you have this kind of heart, even a little bit, you cannot stand on the rock of faith. You cannot come into spirit because it's evil heart. If you have a little bit of heart like this, then you cannot stand on the rock of faith. It's obvious. Amen? Now, it's obvious you're far from spirit. No matter how hard it was, even though I was right after I was healed, my wife and I earned money, but we could pay only the interest of my debt every month. We couldn't pay the original money, but we didn't even ask them to reduce the debt. We paid the interest every month. Whenever I got money, I mean, but we couldn't pay the original money. But while we were paying interest, no, I was thankful. Because when I was in desperate situation, they helped me. Even though it was money with interest. When I was in that kind of situation, they helped me. So I was thankful. So I had to earn the money and I had to pay the interest. That's the conscience, isn't it? You know, I was so in a desperate situation. If you have such a heart, then your heart is not right. It is the heart of the worldly people. It is the heart of the people of spirit. Amen? So that's why you don't stand on the rock of faith. So check your heart if you don't stand on the rock of faith. Whether it is a clean heart or evil heart. Whether it is a dirty heart, a filthy heart. Whether it is a heart over a greedy for money. Or greedy for money, honor, fame. You can check it. Then you can see whether you can stand on the rock of faith or you are far from spirit. You can understand it. Let's pray. Father God, it has been Passion Week, and we learned the tears of our Father God and of the Lord. Let this congregation truly, from the depths of their hearts, understand the meaning of the tears of Father God of the Lord, and they will never become prey to the enemy devil and Satan. They would never be deceived by the enemy devil and Satan, but they love Father God foremost of all and run their race toward New Jerusalem. Let them become such blessed children. Father, you always give the good things and prepare the good things, but there are people who are after the useless things. Those who are deceived, those who befriend such worldly things, those who become slaves to the enemy devil and Satan. But please bless them to get away from it. Father, please give us grace in the second half of this service. Margarita of the Brazil, please bless her to be healed of vertebral breakaway and sciatic in a neuralgia and headache and obesity. Bless Armando of the Venezuela to be healed of abnormal aortic valve and hernia. And bless Pablo of the Venezuela to be healed of Alzheimer's disease and recovery of memory loss. Bless Lun Su Ren Zhou Ming and Lin Wan Su to have their fetus to recover well. And bless the Lin Wan Su to have her baby recover. Bless Zhou Shui Shan to be healed of pain on the whole body. Bless Li Yongqing to be healed of herpes. Bless Ho Suna to be healed of right shoulder dislocation and fracture and headache. Bless Wang Supan to be to pass the entrance exam to Beijing Education College. Bless Lin Siyang and Na Tingting and Wang Qingqing to take college entrance exam well in June and pass the test and go to the college. And bless Lu Rilu to get the loan and the money back quickly. Father, from Russia in victory and Tibetan Russia, so many people requested prayers, but please give them answers transcending space and time and lay your hands on them and give them blessing and answers. Father God, thank you. Be with us in the second half of this service. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Father, please bless our congregation. Be healthy both in spirit and body. From head to toe, in every intestinal organs and nerve system, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and let them be healthy both in spirit and body. May the light come. All the cancers, transfer the cancers, go away. Lung diseases, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the women's diseases, all kinds of diseases and cancers, high blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Be cleansed. All skin diseases, go away. Be cleansed. Father, God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.